The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The RSA, the Road Safety Association, has just released a sample of the 1,505 complaints received in the last year, including complaints about rude testers, driving with the windows down and not being allowed to cough. I'm joined now by transport commentator Conor Faulkner to talk about all of these rules and whether or not they are fair, or indeed whether or not they are rules at all. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
Now, compared to previous years, is this a major increase in complaints?
It's not really, Pat, no. I mean, it's perhaps a little bit of a change to the nature of some of the complaints, because the complaints are coming from the COVID protocols that are in place. But they do about 100,000 tests per year, thereabouts. And there are always complaints. I mean, people tend to get upset when they don't pass the driving test. So you look at the nature of those complaints and their volume. And actually, to be fair, this year doesn't look very different from previous years, despite the fact that we've had pandemic protocols in place. But no, when people fail their test, it often gives rise to people being furious, and you can sense that in some of the comments that come through in the complaints.
Mm. Now, some of the complaints that I've been reading about, a guy who's, or a person, I don't know whether it's male or female, had changed inhalers recently to treat his asthma, and he said, "I'm likely to maybe have to cough," and the tester says, "If you cough at any stage, the test will be over."
Yeah, I read that too. There's probably two sides to the story, Pat. I mean, obviously, that's not an explicit rule in the test. There's no such rule. But they are following COVID protocols, and that does mean that everybody has to be in PPE. The rear windows have to be open to aid ventilation in the car, and that can be pretty uncomfortable for the person being tested. And the other thing that is, you know, a comment that was made even pre-COVID, is the tester, when they're conducting the test, they're very much in tester mode. And that can come across as them being impolite, unfriendly, very formulaic, not giving any feedback. And sometimes people do find that off-putting. But actually, you know, they have to be robotic. They're just following the rules.
Yeah. The other stories, if your mask slips down off your nose, the test is over. I mean, talk about putting pressure on people, or a tester sighing when they get into the car and shaking their head before everything starts. Now, as you say, it could be in the imagination of the person being tested that they're on edge, they're anxious, and they imagine all of these things, which in normal circumstances they wouldn't pay any account of, too.
Yeah, because they're stressed in the situation, and some of those, you know, things might, as you say, be in the eye of the beholder. The tester, you know, should try and put the subject reasonably at ease, but they will be quite formal, and some people can find that off-putting. But again, you know, when you fail the test, you're likely to be annoyed, and I think you can literally feel that in the flavour of the complaints that are coming through. In terms of volume, 1,500 complaints out of 100,000 tests is pretty much the normal run rate thereabouts. But in fairness to the testers, particularly in the early weeks of the pandemic, nobody was vaccinated and we were all just kind of figuring it out. And they did have to keep the show on the road. They managed to keep conducting the tests, with COVID protocols in place. The COVID protocols are things we've all got a little bit more used to, Pat, but, you know, you were wearing a face mask during the driving test before you had to wear it in other circumstances. And I think a lot of people found that off-putting, and hence I'm not truly surprised to see people complaining about it. I think just that. But in fairness to them, they did keep the show on the road.
Yeah, it's 1.5%, I suppose, 1,500 out of 100,000. So it's a very small level of complaint. But the other thing that's interesting is where to go if you want to try to game the testing system. If you go to Clifton, 71% pass rate. Burr and County Offaly, 70%. Cavan, 69%. And you might think it's a rural phenomenon, but Cholesterol and Dublin, 70%. Now, the other Dublin areas, not great. Churchtown, which is no longer open, 44%. Raheny, 46%. Not a million miles from Cholesterol, which is a high pass rate.
Yeah,
I don't know. What does it tell you?
Yeah, it's been there as a pattern for years. I mean, I was pointing this out when I was working for the AA 15 years ago and more. The test pass rates vary considerably by test centre. And those same test centres, there's always sort of the same ones that are have high pass rate, low pass rate. And it should be consistent. I think that's a decent cause for concern. But it's nothing to do with the pandemic or recent arrangements, because it's been there as a pattern for years. What we don't get to see is the difference from tester to tester. But again, you would expect there to be consistency. There's not truly anything fundamentally different between a young person learning to drive in Kinsealy or Colester or Rathgar versus somebody in Thurles or Clifton or Ballina. We shouldn't see that sort of variation, but we do. Definitely a pattern in the data, and there's definitely something going on there that you would think needs to be fixed.
All right. On that note, Conor, thank you very much for joining us. So although many of the complaints are quite colourful, it's par for the course, 1.5% a rate of complaint out of 100,000 tests every year. It ain't bad, really.